Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We are going to begin daf Yud Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah now is going to continue dealing with halachas of, you found a lost item, and now the Mishnah is going to be dealing with the case of somebody who found a shtar choiv, which in English is called a note that somebody owes somebody money. So now, what happened? Matzah shtitrei chayiv, a person found a note, he found a note that the malva owes the leiva money, that the malva lent the leiva money.
I owe you
note. Now, im yesh behen achrayis nechasim, if they include, this note includes a property guarantee for the loan, so the halach is, lo yachzer, he's not allowed to return it to the malva. Why? Shebezden ifroim mehen, because the bezden would then use them to collect repayment of the chayiv from land that belonged to the Leva at the time of the loav, even if the land was sold to others. So that's the din. The din is that if there's a shtar sheish, that a shtar that has a choiv that sheish b'lohem machrayis, so the halacha is even if the leva went ahead and sold his property, so you can go ahead and collect it. So the din is, so you're going to make now a chov for the leva. So that's the din. Le'yasu shebezden ifrayim mehen. Now, if they do not include a property guarantee, then the halach is Yahshua returns them to the malva. Why? Because the Beis Din may not use them to collect payment from the malva from purchases of the karka. These are the words of the mayor. In both cases, he should not return the note to the malva. If they should Beis Din Ephraim Mehen, because the Beis Din would, in any event, use them to collect repayment of the loan from purchasers of the Leva's land. What are we dealing with over here? If it's a case that the person, the Leva, agreed, so even if the loan now is said that you're going to be able to go after property, so why can't you not return the shtar? The leva admitted that there was a loan. Now the iki shein chayim meida, and if the guy, the leva, doesn't admit it, so ki ein b'hem achrayis nechasim amayachzer. Even if there's no property associated with this loan in the shtar, why could you return it? Nehi delay govim mishabdi. Okay, you're right that you can use this to collect property mibnei chari migbigavi, but he can collect from unsold property. So the returning of the note would be a disadvantage for the leva who claims that he repaid the loan. So the Mishnah answers and says, La'ilam kishachayim meida. Actually, the Mishnah is referring to that case when the liable party admitted to the loan. And here, this is the reason that the finder may not return the note to the Beis Din. Because we're concerned that perhaps the leva wrote in the note that he would borrow the money in Nisan, but he did not actually borrow the money until Tishri. And between Nisan and Tishri, he sold the property. So these lands, there's no nechosim, there's no lien over here. Why? Because the liability to repay the loan took effect only when he actually borrowed the money. Again, and the creditor will come to repossess the land that was sold between Nisan and Tishrei from purchasers. Shaloi kedin. If this is so that the Beis Din has to be concerned about the whole date issue, so kol shtari da asu the kaman neches lohuachi, we should likewise be concerned of all notes that come before us that the Beis Din are perhaps is predated. So the Gemara says, "Kol shtari le'reo." All notes in general have not been compromised. Hani reo, but these notes have been compromised by the fact that they were lost. Now, frankly, Gemara elahada tanam, but this that we learned in the Mishnah in Baba Basra. Case shtar le'leiva avol bishen malvi imoi. One may write a note for a borrower, even if the lender is not with him, because it's the borrower who assumes liability based on the note. How can one write this? Let us be concerned. Perhaps the borrower wants to write the note as he intends to borrow in Nisan, but he will ultimately only borrow when in Tishrei. And now the lender is going to come and repossess the land and the borrower sells between Nisan and Tishrei from the purchaser. So Ravasi says, Mishtar Yakno. We're referring to a case, not to one who finds a note, a regular note, but to one who finds Shtar Yakro, deeds of transfer. This refers to notes that establishes a lien on the Levis property from the date the note is written, regardless of when he borrows the money. The Hashabi Nashe, because the Leva obligated himself from the date. The creditor has the legal right to repossess his land from any of the purchasers. So, if this is so, then the question is, Masnis Niktani, the Mishnah, which teaches that if a note includes, that if the note includes a property guarantee, the finder should not return them to the creditor. But Kim Nikashachayim made them, we established that it's referenced the case when the Leva admits that he still owes the Chayiv, Mishum Shema Kosov Lilvis Penis Malayla Batishri. So the question is, Amai Lo Yachzer, if Ramasi is correct, why shouldn't the finder return the note? Next, Ibishtarakna. Let us see. The possibilities are if they're referenced that deed of transfer, Ashavili Nafshe. So, didn't he obligate himself that the property be collected from payment of the loan from the date that the deed of transfer was written? And Ibishtag Leakna, if it's a note that is not a deed of transfer, Lekala Mechash, there's no room for concern. As you said, in such a case, when the lender is not present together with the borrower, we do not write such a document. Rabasi could tell you, although we do not write notes that are not deeds, a transfer and the lender is not present together with the borrower. With regard to the case of the Mishnah, it can be explained that since the note was dropped, so now the credibility was compromised, and we're concerned that perhaps it happened to have been written in the absence of the lender, deviating from the standard procedure. Abaya Omar Abaya says, Eda b'chasumun zochen lei. The documents, witnesses with their signatures acquire on the lender's behalf. Afilu shtari d'lav akna, and this applies even with regards to notes that are not deeds of transfer. Why? Mishum d'kashe lei, Rav, it was difficult for him. Kivin d'armas b'shtari. Since you say that with regards to the notes that are not deeds of transfer, that they do not write them with the lender when the lender is not present together with the borrower, so there's no reason for concern that perhaps in the case of the note, it happened to be written when the leva was not there, when the malva was not there. But how can Abaye say, we learned, if a person found bills of divorce or bills of freeing the slaves, the yoseki matan of shevrim, or wills or deeds of gifts or receipts, so the halacha is arizel yachzer, he may not return them to the people. He found the get of a woman.
So to get, does he get married again? I mean, what's
so
the,
let,
the ksuba, what
no, he mean? Found. He found the get. He found that Reuben wrote a get to, let's say, to Rachel.
What's the problem with the get? If she can get married,
or maybe there's no, maybe she has the get with no shevach. Okay, let's see.
So she can get it super.
This is the reason. Perhaps they were only written and not delivered, because the person who wrote it reconsidered about them and decided not to deliver. And if he reconsidered by chasuma, you said
even again
that document witnesses with their signatures acquired on behalf of the recipient. If so, why shouldn't it be returned to him? What were you saying? Sorry.
No, but the Edim are prosthetic, and I say prosthetic, and they certify.
Right.
It's real or not. So what's the...
So why shouldn't it be returned?
What's the worry, exactly?
Right. So the answer is, Hani mili heichad kamat liyadi. With this, that we say that a creditor acquires the lien of the Leva's land immediately her witnesses sign the document. That applies in a case where Hani Mili Hechad the Kamatu Liyodi, where the document came into the creditor's possession. But in the case where the document did not come into possession, as it was never given to him, we do not say this. Rather, how can the Mishnah be reconciled with Abaya? As it teaches, person who found a shtar chayiv im yesh ben achrayis nechasim, if they include a property guarantor lo yachzer, he may not return them to the creditor. And we establish that the Mishnah is referring to that case where the liable party, the debtor, admits to the chayiv. And nevertheless, the finder may not return it due to the fact that we're worried perhaps he wrote the note with intention to borrow in Nisan, but did not actually borrow until 6 months later in Tishrei. According to Ravasi, who says that the halacha of a shtar chayiv of a note may be written for a borrower, not when the lender is there. So applies only with regard to deeds of transfer. So you could say the Mishnah is talking about notes that are not deeds of transfer. As we stated above, but according to Abaye Omer, according to Abaye, who says the documents, witnesses with their signatures, acquire the lien of the lender's behalf. So what are you going to say? Why shouldn't one return the notes even if they include nechasim for the loan? So Amar Lach Abaya, Abaya will tell you, Masnis and Hainu Taima, what's the reason of the Mishnah? The Chashina Lepiroin Luknunyo, we're worried, the Tana suspects that there were a repayment and there was a collusion. Although the Lev admits his Chayiv, he's suspected of lying. Why? Because after he repaid the Chayiv, he might have colluded with the creditor to repossess the land that he sold during the period of the loan. And now the Lev and the Malva would split the money between them. So the Gemara asks Shmuel, according to Shmuel, according to Shmuel, it says we don't worry about repayment and collusion. Mike, what are you going to say? So according, if you hold like Rabasi, who holds that it's only in the case of deeds, of transfers permitted to write this note for a borrower in the absence of the lender, then you can establish the Mishnah referring to notes that are not in the deeds of transfer. So Mike, remember, what are you going to say? Shmuel can establish the Mishnah referring to a case when the liable party does not admit to the chayiv. No. If so, if in a case when the notes do not include the property guarantee, why must the finder return them to the creditor? So again, granted the creditor cannot collect the chayiv from the lien property that had been sold, but he can collect it from the unsold property, even though the debtor claims to be exempt. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Tamei, Damar Shmuel, Emer Hayyur Amei, Yisesh Tarchev Shemem Achrayis Nechasim, when you have a note that does not include property guarantee, and gave Elim Meshabdi Elim Nechari, you can't collect neither from lien property that has been sold nor from unsold property. Therefore, there's no harm in the finder returning the note to the creditor. And gave him a Mayachzer, but since the creditor cannot collect the Chayv, why should the finder return the note? Amar Nasim Barish, Lotzer Alpitzlecha Shemalva, creditor can use to cover the opening of the flasks. Its only value is basically a piece of paper. If the document only has the value of a piece of paper, let the finder return to the leva to cover the opening of the flask. So the answer is leva who? Leva is leva who? The leva is the one who says that this never happened. And basically that the shtar chayiv is mezuyif. Therefore, he has no claim to the paper on which the note is written. Okay, Rabbi Lazar says, machlekes k'shein chayiv meida. Machlekes in the Mishnah between the Meir and the Chacham is in a case when the liable party did not admit to the chayiv. Did the Meir sovar, according to the Meir, yold shtar shein b'yin achrayis nechasim, and he gave him the mishtab l'ilim nechari. When you have a shtar which has no achrayis nechasim, you can't collect not from the mishubadim, not from the nechari. Rabbanon Savri and the Chacham hold Mishabdi Hugalei Gavi. You can collect. You cannot collect from nechos from shabbatim im nechori. However, mig begavi. Albo because shachayim made them. But when the guy admits, the rehakol yachzer. Everybody agrees that you have to return. But lei chashin leperan leknuni. We are not worried about repayment and collusion at all. Rabbi Yechon Amar. Rabbi Yechon says machlekes because shachayim made them. Machlekes is in a case where the chayiv party admits to the chayiv. The mayor sovar and the mayor holds shtashim bechrayis nechosim mishav yehud legavi. He holds that it's only from lien property that one cannot collect the chayiv using this note that does not include a property guarantee. Avam nechari, but in the case of nechayim migbigavi, you could collect. Rabbanon sabi the chamov mishav dinamigavi from mishubadim you could collect. Avol kishayin chayiv meida when he does not admit, then divrei hakol yachzer everybody agrees. You can't return the chashin lepidayin because we suspect that there was a repayment. Tanya Kabbalah said to Rabbi Yechon, Tanya Kabbalah tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar bechado tiyufta to Shmuel bertati. It was taught in a brisa with the opinion of Rabbi Yechon, and from there, it's also a conclusive tiyufta of one element of the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and a conclusive tiyufta of one element of two elements of the opinion of Shmuel. Now the brisa teaches matzur shtar chayv yesh ben achrayis nechasim. In a case where one found the shtar chayv and they include a property guarantee, Alpha Bisha Shneim Maiden, even if both the Malv and the Levi agree about the existence of the Chayv, the Yasu, the Lezev, the Lezev, they should not return to either. Amen, Machrayes, Nechosim. If they do not include the property guarantee, Bisman Shaleva Maiden, when the Levi is made, the Yasu, the Malv could return. Ain't a Levi made, if not, then the Yasu, the Lezev, the Lezev, the Levi, the Mayor. Why? Shahoy, the Mayor, Amen, the Mayor would say, Shtari Shiesh, Boy, Achrayes, Nechosim. Notes that include a property guarantee, gave him the chasm shabbatim, one can collect from the chasm shabbatim. Shein behen, machrayis nechasim, but if not, gave him the chasm nechayrin, you could collect from the chasm nechayrin. Chomim, the chom say, echad ze, gave him the chasm shabbatim. With both of these types of notes, one can collect the chayiv from lien property. Tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar b'chada. Now, there's a tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar in one. The Omar for Rabbi Elazar says, the mayor shtachayv shein behen machrayis. By according to the mayor, a shtar that does not have a chrayis nechosim ain't gave him a nechosim shabbatim and also b'leim nechosim b'nei chedin. Oka Amar, Rulazar says, ben the mayor, ben the rabbanu lechashin nechlinya. We do not suspect that there's collusion between the lev and the malva. Well, Brisa Ketani and the Brisa teaches that shtar shein by a chrayis nechosim, that when you have a note that does not include property guarantee, mishab yehud legavi. The creditor cannot collect the debt from the lien property. But he could collect from Bnei Chedin. Oktani, and it states Ben the Mayor, Ben the Rabbanan, Chashin the Knuya. We are worried. Diktani, Alf Bishushtem, Beidim LeYachzer LeZev LeZev. So what do we see from here? We see Chashin the Knuya, which is Tiyufta to Reb Lazar's opinion that there's no Chashin for Knuya. So the Gemara asks, but aren't these two elements of Rabbi Elazar's statement are refuted by the Braisa? Why was it stated above that only it's one thing? Okay, there's two things. The Gemara says, Chod dafyud dalet, top. Chod hu is actually one reason. The Chad tamhu is actually one reason. The Mishum, the Kamar Rabbi Elazar, Machlikas, Bishain, Chayim, Meida. Because Rabbi Elazar says that the Machlikas in the Mishnah is in a case where the liable party does not admit his Chayim. He explains the mayor's opinion in this manner that a note that does not include a guarantee cannot be used to collect the chayv even from unsold property. Let's do a little bit more. Tiyufta de Shmuel Betarti. We're going to be done in a minute. There's a tiyufta de Shmuel in two elements. Chadak Rebbe Elazar, the Homeikim Asisim Pshashen Nechayim Meida. One Rebbe Elazar, as Shmuel also established the Machlekes, referring to a case when the liable party is not admitted to the Chayim. Chadam Rebbe Shmuel, that Motzashtar Akna Bashuk, if one found a deed of transfer in the marketplace, Yachzal Abaylim, he must return to the owner. V'lei Chashin LePidayim, we're not worried about Pidayim. And Tiyufta Dektani Hacha, there's a Tiyufta, Afabi Shashneim Meidim LeYachzal LeLezev LeLezev. Even if they both agree, he should not return either to this person nor to that person. So we see Yarchish is a Purin, the Chol Shikain, Hachatulay made the Leiva, and all the more so when the liable party does not admit Chashin the Purin, as we suspect that there was